This is Jay Sekulow, just hours away from a Senate vote for Youssef Nardakhani.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Christian pastor sentenced to death in Iran is still alive. The 34-year-old was arrested more than 2 years ago, sentenced to death by hanging for converting from Islam. And then he refused to renounce his Christianity. We are getting these reports from the American Center for Law and Justice. They have been trying to draw attention to this case to save this man's life.
Pastor Youssef, he's a husband, he's a father, he has two young children. I know they must be incredibly proud of their father, who would stand up against forces of repression that would kill him simply because he professed his faith in Christianity. It's wrong.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The American Center for Law and Justice has done an excellent job in bringing this to the forefront and really forcing, I think, international outrage.
That's great. We can check out their website.
I want to thank Fox News and you, Megan, and the team at Fox News. So many of the broadcasts have carried this story, and this is the reason this pastor's alive. Again, the way we're winning this case, I'm calling this media advocacy. We're advocating for him in the media. You all have done a great job of keeping this front and center. We appreciate it.
Listen, it hasn't been Fox. It's been you guys. You guys have been behind this.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to go right to Washington, D.C. If you want to talk to us on air about the plight of Youssef Nardakhani and the persecuted Christians in the Middle East, we'll also give you an update on the situation in Egypt. You give us a call at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But first, let's go right to Washington. Jordan Than, what is the latest developments as far as this committee vote could be just hours away?
Yeah, just a couple hours away as people are listening right now at about 2:15 Eastern time. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee, it's Senate Resolution 385. The resolution starts off condemning the government of Iran for its continued persecution, imprisonment, and sentencing of Youssef Nardakhani on the charge of apostasy, following along with what the House of Representatives has already passed both at the committee level and at the floor, sponsored by Senator Vitter, Senator Rubio, Senator Mitt, Kirk, Blunt, Hatch, and Hovind as well.
And Than, let's go through the procedure of what we expect to happen later this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as Jordan said, this is kind of the last missing piece, Jay. We had the White House, we had the State Department, we had the U.S. House of Representatives vote. Today represents the beginning of that last piece. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee, they meet at 2:15. This resolution is eighth up on the agenda, so they'll do away with seven other pieces of business. Then they will call this up for a vote. Jay, here's where we're asking people to focus. We need this to be unanimous. When this resolution comes up for a vote, no senator needs to object. They need to let it go by voice vote, and here's why. If it passes out of committee unanimously, it goes directly to the Senate floor, and then we can ask leadership to do something that's called unanimous consent. If no senator objects, Jay, we can get this through the United States Senate before the 1,000th day on July 8th. So today is the first step. People have got to focus on this committee. No senator needs to object. It needs to be unanimous.
All right, so we're looking for a unanimous vote through the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. They are scheduled to vote later this afternoon. We're going to keep updating the committee staffers as to how many people have contacted. And by the way, we're going to do that even after the vote because it still has to go, Than, correct, it has to go to the full Senate after this.
Absolutely. I'm going to be in the committee room today, Jay. I will be keeping them updated, and then we're going to move our attention to leadership beginning tomorrow.
All right, folks. So here's what we need you to do. We are hearing from a lot of you, and I want to thank you very, very much for your tremendous outpouring of support. Almost 120,000 of you have signed up. We're going to try to get that goal now up to about 125,000 by late today and tomorrow. So here's what we need you to do. Jordan's going to give you the phone number and the website. You go to ACLJ.org or call our number. We need you to stand up today. Than's literally going to take the count, the number of people that are standing with Pastor Youssef Nardakhani, to the Senate chamber today. We need to hear from you. This is it, folks. Last day to do it.
Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, but you got a couple of hours to act right now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Put that pressure on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Let's get this resolution passed on the Senate floor, the full Senate. 877-989-2255.
Five. already know that Pastor Youssef Nadakarni faces the death penalty in Iran because of his Christian beliefs and his refusal to embrace Islam. What you may not realize is that his imprisonment is now approaching 1,000 days. The ACLJ has been at the forefront, working in this country and abroad, to secure the immediate and unconditional release of Pastor Youssef. But we need your help. It's time to turn up the pressure. The U.S. House already has approved a resolution backing Pastor Youssef's release, and now we're calling on the U.S. Senate to do the same. The ACLJ's Tweet for Youssef campaign is now reaching 1.9 million Twitter accounts around the world with daily updates. And now it's time to turn up the pressure. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We want to talk to you and get your sense of how important you think this issue is regarding Christian persecution in the Middle East, how important it is to stand up for people like Pastor Youssef Nadakarni. He's symbolic of a much deeper problem, unfortunately, in the Middle East. And now we've got the situation unraveling in Egypt. How does that all play into everything? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me also let you know this, that as of today, we are reaching 2,300,000 Twitter accounts worldwide each day, 2,377,734 to be exact. That is 7,000 people signed up for the Tweet for Youssef program. 1,818,000 accounts are reached in English. 559,000 Twitter accounts are reached in Portuguese. We now are reaching into 234 countries, 188 of the 193 UN member states, which is incredible, folks. Of those countries and territories, ready for this? 40 are majority Muslim or governed by some form of Sharia law, including Iran, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Syria, Egypt, and Libya. Pastor Youssef's story has reached every continent and subcontinent in the world through our Tweet for Youssef campaign. So, folks, we are getting the word out there. But again, as we get ready to talk about this issue, and I want to know, how do you feel about the issue of Christian persecution? As Christians, what should we be doing in this kind of situation? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. But let me also say, we need to hear from you. We are literally a couple of hours away from a Senate hearing in the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, Foreign Relations Committee, that will be taking up a resolution regarding Youssef Nadakarni and others that are persecuted for their faith. And we want to, today, is, when we say today's the last days, we're in the last couple hours here. We're going to keep the Senate posted during the day today. Than's going to be in the Senate hearing room as this is going on. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's 877-989-2255 to sign on that petition for Youssef Nadakarni or 1-800-684-3110. Now, we've had a lot of international governmental support here, Jordan. That continues to grow. But to give people a scope of what we're dealing with, let's talk about the offices of the ACLJ and our affiliates that have been engaged in this process.
Absolutely. We've got offices around the world, and we're working, you know, first in Portuguese, where we went down to Brazil, met with the vice president there about the issue involving Pastor Youssef Nadakarni. We've got senators there. We put this up at aclj.org just last week. meeting with the Iranian ambassador to Brazil and getting information, working together to make sure he's always prepped and always has the latest information on what's happening with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani and his attorney, who's also basically been silenced here, facing 9 years in jail, being barred from the practice of law for 10 years. So that's another side situation, also a big part of the Pastor Youssef story. That's just in Brazil, where we've got the Tweet for Youssef program reaching over 500,000 people every day in Portuguese. We've got our offices in France, Russia. We've got offices in Kenya and Zimbabwe, all who have worked with government officials on this. And each one of those countries has a different and unique relationship with Iran. And so while we're actually of those named that have the toughest relationship with Iran, we don't have a direct line of communication from government to government. Many of these countries do. We're active there, and so we're able to actually utilize what may some people may not agree with the foreign policy standpoint, but on this situation, it gives people access, and they can walk into
Absolutely.
An embassy and demand information.
All right, Tham, paint the picture for what we're going to see take place this afternoon. By the way, we're taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Tham, paint that picture of what we're going to see this afternoon.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Jay, one of the most powerful committees in the Senate. Senator John Kerry, a Democrat from Massachusetts, he's going to be chairing the committee. He'll call it to order. They'll work through the first several items of business, and then they will get to this resolution. And again, hopefully, they won't even have to record the vote. Hopefully, it will be a unanimous vote. But, Jay, this is why we're asking people to engage, because I want to remind folks, people might think, you know, John Kerry, he's not a natural person, you know, to bring this up in the Senate. But this is the reason the issue is still alive. The ACLJ members have engage this at every step of the process. Remember, the White House didn't necessarily want to call for his release initially. Our members engaged. The White House made that statement. The State Department made that statement. Then we had Joe Pitts and Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison, a Muslim in the U.S. House. They passed it through the House. So therefore, John Kerry makes a natural choice to bring it up in the Senate. But when it comes up, starting at 2:15, the ask is going to be for unanimous consent, and if all the senators remain silent, Jay, the resolution will pass and go to the Senate floor.
Well, that's the plan here, folks, so that we're very encouraged about that. Let's go right to our phones. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's on the phones?
Kevin's calling in from Connecticut on line one. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
First, I just want to say I appreciate all the work that you're doing, Jay.
Thanks.
I feel terrible for Pastor Youssef and all the stuff that he's going through. But God has told us directly in his word that these things are going to happen. And as the end times come about, they're going to increase in more frequency.
Yeah, but our job, of course, too, is to protect those who are without defense. And that's exactly what we're doing here. I want to play for you, and I'm glad you called in, Kevin, because we do need to be praying on this situation, especially as this vote comes forward. Marco Rubio, who's been getting has a brand new book out, the senator from Florida, has talked a lot about this on the floor of the United States Senate. He made this interesting analysis. I'm going to play number two, number three, and number four, talking about the situation with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, the United Nations, how they deal with Israel versus Iran. This really puts it in perspective. Take a listen.
We'd like to see the United Nations take a break from figuring out ways to sanction or take on Israel, and maybe focus a little bit on these sorts of things, where people are facing a hangman's noose because of their religion. By the way, in Iran, this sort of thing is not just happening to Christians, and not only Christians feel oppressed, but non-Shiite Muslims feel great oppression. Forget the rhetoric and put anything aside. You want to know what the leadership and the government of Iran is about? It is about this. This is who they are. And I can think of no other case before us today with regards to Iran that more clearly outlines the monsters that we're dealing with in that government than this case that I've outlined here today.
And that case, of course, that he outlined was the case of the plight of Youssef Nadarkhani. Hey, folks, I'm going to be on Fox News this afternoon talking about Fast and Furious. Of course, we're also getting ready for Supreme Court decisions again coming out on Thursday. Immigration may be coming out. Could be health care, though. I think that's going to be next week. If you want to talk about any of these issues, call us at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We also want to get a political check, get your pulse on how you see the campaigns going. So our phone lines are open for you for that as well at 1-800-684-3110. Interesting discussion today Than in Jordan, and that is because I mentioned Marco Rubio, who's been really great on this. There's some reports coming out of Washington that Marco Rubio is not on the short list for Mitt Romney for VP, or not on the list, not being vetted. I don't know if it's rumors. What are you hearing in Washington, guys, on this? Because I think it's way early. There's a lot of moving pieces here, and I don't generally trust leaked sources.
No, I mean, it's very tough to choose. I mean, you look back in history, look at someone like Sarah Palin, then look at someone like Dick Cheney. They were not on the tops of the list, and in different ways, you know, they made news the moment their name was announced. So I think it's, you know, unless this one reporter so far who says they've got this information, I think it's ABC News, that there's been no vetting done yet. Listen, I mean, anything can happen until the last moments, until basically right before the Republican National Convention starts, which isn't until the end of August. Of course, Senator Rubio is getting a lot of attention this week now because he was putting forward a kind of a compromise immigration policy, and the president, as we've been talking about on Fox News, went ahead and did it by executive fiat.
Let's take a look at all the vice presidential discussion points and who's being discussed right now for the on the Republicans. You've got Rob Portman, Bob McDonnell, Bobby Jindal, Marco Rubio. I'm leaving people out here that are very, very good as well. But compare that to Joe Biden. Now, folks, I'm going to open the phone lines for you. How do you look at that comparison? What do you think about the vice presidential nominee, possible nominees for the Republicans? And how do you think our vice president's doing right now? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our phone lines opened up for you on that topic, because it makes a difference. It's an important position, and I want to see how you think that's going to play in the body politics on the whole issue of the vice presidential select as that's going forward. So if you want to talk about that, 800-684-3110. As we get ready to go to break here, I want to encourage you folks, we are hours away from that Senate Foreign Relations Committee vote for Youssef Nardakhani. This is where I need your help. We want to get to 125,000, and we're really close. If you haven't yet signed this petition supporting Youssef Nardakhani and the Senate resolution, then you go to 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Either way you could do it. You go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to that petition. Now, I want to talk, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about how we're doing in this whole election process, where you see things, and how you view the potential vice president selects, who you'd like to see, and what do you think about the job Joe Biden's done. If you want to talk to us on air, phone lines are open for you, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. You already know that Pastor Youssef Nardakhani faces the death penalty in Iran because of his Christian beliefs and his refusal to embrace Islam. What you may not realize is that his imprisonment is now approaching 1,000 days. The ACLJ has been at the forefront, working in this country and abroad, to secure the immediate and unconditional release of Pastor Youssef. But we need your help. It's time to turn up the pressure. The U.S. House already has approved a resolution backing Pastor Youssef's release, and now we're calling on the U.S. Senate to do the same. The ACLJ's Tweet for Youssef campaign is now reaching 1.9 million Twitter accounts around the world with daily updates.
And now it's time to turn up the pressure. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, those students are graduating from PS90 in New York tomorrow, Coney Island area. They were in front of Fox News today, though, and they had something to say. Let's take a listen.
Meanwhile, their school recently became the center of a nationwide controversy when their principal refused to let the students sing God Bless the USA at graduation. Well, these kids not backing down, holding a rally.
So those five and 6 year olds got out there and are singing that song, and they're going to sing it in front of the school tomorrow, regardless of what this teacher did. So your voice was heard on that one, for sure. We got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones, Jordan.
Yeah, people are calling in with some information about who they think should be vice president, the vice presidential nominee for Mitt Romney, the running mate. A lot of talk this week in Washington, D.C. about Rob Portman, Marco Rubio, always a lot of names in the mix. Jane called in from Massachusetts online, too. Jane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jane.
That you do. I want you to know I've been a member for a long time.
Great.
Just thank God for the work that you do.
And thank you.
For you all the time, that you'll get strength and courage and discernment and wisdom from God. And he'll lead and guide you in the right direction. And I wanted to say, I think that Marco Rubio, also John Bolton.
Both great.
And Steve Emerson should have a part in.
I like Steve. Well, I'll tell you this. You mentioned John Bolton. I want to focus on that for a minute. John Bolton endorsed Mitt Romney very early in the process, Jordan and Than, very early in the process. I suspect there are plans for him that could be very significant.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the makeup right now, you look at some of the key states, obviously with Florida being always a must-win state for Republicans, Senator Rubio is going to stay in the spotlight. It doesn't matter what this ABC report says. It's not going to stop the speculation. It's not going to stop a biography that just came out about him by another author telling his story and his kind of rise to the U.S. Senate. And then you look at what's the other key battleground state for Republicans always. Basically a must-win state, that's Ohio. And that's Senator Rob Portman, who's got a very strong conservative record, served in the Bush administration, strong policy background, and, of course, resonates with the Ohio voters, and that is going to be a state that is so key. You know, that Ohio and Michigan have been really a focus of Governor Romney's campaign right now because, he's got the Michigan heritage. His dad was the governor of Michigan.
Yep.
And Ohio, again, someone like Portman, you have to kind of figure that out right now. Can they help
pull
you carry it? Will their name matter?
A guy like John Bolton, the caller mentioned John Bolton. John Bolton is, I think, one of the best we have in foreign affairs. I think he'd be a great, tremendous Secretary of State. Clearly, he's already served as U.S. ambassador, a U.N. ambassador for the United States. I mean, he's got tremendous talents, and I know he endorsed Mitt Romney early. So I hope there are good plans for him. He's a brilliant guy. You mentioned Alan West. I really like Alan West's job that he's doing right now. Again, Florida, another swing state. So we'll see. I mean, in the process, obviously, Mitt Romney said he may announce it before the convention. He doesn't know for sure which way that's going to go. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. Let me also mention, folks, that we are about 2 hours out from the beginning of hearings that are going to start, and Youssef Nardakhani is going to come up sometime late this afternoon at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and that's where you come in. Than Bennett, our Director of our Government Affairs, is going to be in the United States Senate room when this hearing is going forward. He's going to be talking with staffers, updating them on the response we're getting from our members from around the country. We're very close to 125,000 of you standing with us on this and standing with Pastor Youssef Nardakhani, but we need your help. Go to aclj.org. We're really within 7,000 of reaching 125,000 signatures. So you go to aclj.org or call right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We're going to go right back to the phones.
Yvette's calling in from Washington, D.C. online for about Pastor Youssef Nardakhani. Yvette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Yvette.
I'm just going to be speaking with you. This is quite God. This is the work of God, I wanted to say. As many Americans, I have been involved in my own life crises, my personal crises, financial and otherwise, and I forgot about Pastor Youssef. Mm. And a couple of days ago, he came back to my mind, and I said, oh, my God, I haven't prayed. I haven't thought, what has happened to
Pastor
Youssef? I don't even know if he's alive. And I happen to have you on the radio today, Jay. Just had the radio on, and you came on.
Well, great.
What up, Pastor?
You know, look, what you said is, it's easy to understand. I mean, when people, this has been going on for, we're approaching 1,000 days, Yvette, of him being in jail. And how do you keep a story like this going, because it's going on 3 years? And the fact of the matter is, and this is the truth, we're engaged in what I call media advocacy. That's this getting all this media attention to him that we've been able to get from time to time. It comes in cycles, has kept him alive. And I think, Jordan, that's an accurate statement. The media advocacy things here have been the key.
And exactly. And Yvette's story right there is why it's so important for us with Tweet for Youssef and to be on radio sometimes, like we've been the past couple of days, reminding everyone out there, because we don't know who's driving their car, who it was something that was on their mind. They got get distracted, understandably, with all the issues facing our country and facing everybody personally. And this reminder is a reason why they'll pray for Pastor Youssef, send out some notes about Pastor Youssef in emails and tweets. And that is how this story and why personally in this situation, speaking up has made a difference. And I really do believe the only reason he's still alive is because people started speaking up right here in the United States of America, which then triggered a response from around the world.
All right, let's try to get another call in here, Jordan, before the break. Let's try to get Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry's calling in from Georgia on line 3. Jerry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, thank you, guys. I got one question. Jay, Ruben, Jordan.
Yes, sir.
If one of y'all were president, who would you guys have as an all-time best leading vice president, cabinet, members of the cabinet to get this country back online?
Okay. I appreciate the call, and it's not an event that will happen, but if I was to have to make that decision – here's what I think I'd be looking at. I would look at Rob Portman and Marco Rubio as VP picks. I would look at Bob McDonald for Attorney General. I'd be looking at somebody like Bobby Jindal for Interior. I probably would look at somebody like Tim Pawlenty for Commerce. We've got a great bench and a deep bench, and any of those would be potential VP candidates too. That's my view. If I was to be nominated, A, I'm not going to be. B, I wouldn't take it. C, not going to happen. But, Jordan, do you have anything you'd add to that?
Than Bennett.
Than Bennett, yes.
Co-host with me on the Jordan Secular Show.
I think I'd have Than Bennett, though, as chief of staff.
As chief of staff, the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper, right.
He picks the phone calls sometimes, folks.
That's right. That's true. He does sometimes take the calls, which means he decides who gets in the office and who doesn't. But the end result is, we're making a little bit of light of it, it is a really serious decision process that's going on right now inside the Romney campaign. These are big decisions with repercussions, and like Jordan said, you're looking at state by state, all kind of different analysis coming to play. All right, folks, we're closing the broadcast out on that light note, but this is not so light, and that is we are a couple of hours away from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee vote. Than, what time do you think it'll be? Later in the afternoon?
Probably between 4 and 5 o'clock, Jay. It's going to take them some time to get there, but I'm going to head over. It starts at 2:15. People need to pay attention. We'll keep them updated at ACLJ.org.
Okay, ACLJ.org and Twitter as well. We'll get all that information out, folks. I think we need right now for you to go to your phones and stand up and speak out for someone who cannot speak out for himself, and that is Youssef Nardarkhani. This is it, folks. Last day for you to do it for the Senate Finance, a Foreign Affairs Committee. This is it. You go to ACLJ.org, you can sign there, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. Folks, this is when it counts. Hopefully we're going to have a great victory report this afternoon. But again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Go to your phones now.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.